You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. For a little bit of news and information you can use, I'm Matt Fidler. Well, maybe I should just call this the coronavirus update until we're finally through all of this. Although the number is fairly low, 5 cases in Butte County so far, the number is probably much higher because we don't have enough testing capacity to find out. So let's get serious about this social distancing thing. Really, the physical distancing. Don't get together with your friends unless you already live with them. And even then, keep your distance. The biggest fear of all of this is that too many people will get sick here and will overrun our delicate hospital system. If that happens, it affects anyone who needs to see the doctor, use the hospital at all, or has an emergency, gives birth, breaks a leg. But if we stop all the activities that spread this virus, we can avoid that scenario. And that's a serious choice we really need to think about right now. Congress made a serious choice to stay away at least until April 20th. And the president says that a general lockdown and social distancing will need to continue until at least the end of April. I know some people didn't think that this was such a big deal when people started raising alarms in January, but this is not a drill, people. I'm not saying to panic, we can make it through this. Just be conscious about your activities and your health. And don't just hole in like a hermit, that weakens your immune system. Talk to people on the phone or through social media, that's good for your mental health. I'm texting with friends like crazy right now just to remind myself that a larger world does exist beyond my home. I'm super fortunate to have a backyard so I can get some sun and fresh air on the regular. Lots of people are going to Bidwell Park, and that's great, but I'm going to avoid going to the park since I do have a nice backyard. It's busier up there than normal, and I figure I'll leave it to those who might live in apartments, and the park is the best way for them to get outside. And for those going to the park, still keep your distance. Don't shake hands or get closer than 6 feet because you run into a friend you haven't seen in a couple of weeks. Now, the last thing is that probably shouldn't obsess over the news and the count of, you know, how many people are infected or how many people died. Don't bury your head in the sand, and you should listen to what the CDC says, but unplug a little bit. Watch a favorite movie. Do at-home yoga. Read a book. I bet you have time to do all three. Stay well, North State. For KZFR 90.1 FM, I'm Matt Fidler, reporting from Chico.